The Polish media have dubbed it Saltgate, revelations that at least three Polish companies have been selling industrial salt, normally used to de-ice roads, to milk, fish, meat, and bread producers. Several countries to which Poland may have exported potentially contaminated food products have been identified: Lithuania, Ireland, England, Germany, and the Czech Republic. This week, the Czech Agriculture Ministry decided to temporarily block the import of salt from Poland while tests are carried out by the State Veterinary Administration to determine if harmful substances such as dioxins and heavy metals found in road salt have made their way into the food chain. Meanwhile, five people have been arrested in Poland in connection with the affair, while the remaining salt in question has been impounded while the country's own chief sanitary inspectorate continues its own tests. Dominic Yun reports.
The first results are in, and apparently the news is good. The Czech State Veterinary Administration has collected salt samples throughout the Moravian Silesian region bordering Poland and says it has found nothing out of the ordinary. But it's not over yet. Tests are now continuing in the city of Olomouc on various Polish meat and dairy products which could contain the industrial salt. Meanwhile, authorities in Poland say that recent laboratory tests undertaken in the town of Bulawi suggest that toxin levels found in industrial salt are within acceptable safety limits. So are the fears over just what might have been put into Polish food justified? Czech Agriculture Minister Petr Bendl has thus far ruled out a blanket ban on all Polish food imports. Jan Žáček, a spokesperson for the Czech Ministry of Agriculture, explains the process.
There is a risk that such salt being imported to Czech Republic. That's why we started controlling the salt. We banned the Polish salt, not all the Polish food products. We could only make that if we will find anything harmful to the consumers during the testing of the salt and also the food products. We will require the European Union to stop the import of Polish food to Czech Republic. But we can make it only if we find something in the tests.
Žáček also explained the perceived nature of the threat.
There's a threat of food contamination by harmful substances in the salt from Poland. The salt is normally used in the technical industry and can include such harmful substances as heavy metals. In Czech Republic, we start testing imported salt as well as the salt already used in food production, and we are testing them for undesirable elements. All the results of the test will be available at the end of this week.
Meanwhile, efforts to secure more information from Poland continue. One other piece of good news is that the Czech authorities have found that direct salt imports to the country are largely from other EU countries and not Poland. Meanwhile, the State Veterinary Administration is also providing provisional reassurances, stating that industrial salt is comprised of 98% salt, with the other 2% usually mostly comprised of anti-caking agents. But the process has not been entirely smooth, with complaints by Agriculture Minister Bendl that initial disclosures by Poland, specifically relating to which products may have contained the industrial salt, were insufficiently detailed. Jan Žáček again.
Our minister, Petr Bendl, sent an official letter to the Polish minister, Marek Sawicki, asking the whole list of all the companies using the technical salt in Poland, and further cooperation, and we are waiting now for a reply.
The European Commission is, like many concerned consumers, also keeping a close eye on the matter. Poland, meanwhile, expects its food exports to suffer as a result of this scandal. Whether ultimately there's cause for more alarm or a sigh of relief should become clear within the next few days.
Dominic Yun reporting on Poland's salt gate and whether the Czech Republic may have been affected. Certainly very unpleasant image there, thinking that industrial salt used for de-icing roads may have made it into food. Very, very unpleasant. If you'd like to comment that story or anything else that you hear in today's program, don't forget, it's easy to contact us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz to write to us, or Vinohradska 12, 12099, Prague 2.